The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If this is the first time you've come across our show, our mission has been the same here for well over two decades, and that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and feel free to sign up for our free newsletter.
Yeah, absolutely. We have something for everybody on that, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Whether you want to read articles, whether you want to link to some videos, learn about discounts and giveaways, you can find all that underneath americasnaturaldoctor.com. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by just that, America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler. Dr. Stangler, how are you doing out there?
Yeah, doing well today. How about you?
I'm doing great. I think we have this thing that's been put on our hearts where we have to educate and help people a little bit more. We have back to school going on where people are being confused. Some are going actually into school and others are doing social distancing type of learning. And it's causing some troubles for people out there from what we've heard. What are you hearing from patients?
Oh, absolutely. Just a lot of stress, you know, different school environments for different kids, depending, you know, what area of the country they live in. And it's kind of a strange time. So we're certainly helping patients and their kids in terms of, look, they got to deal with all the learning issues, what they're going to do with their schooling. We're supporting them, what they should do metabolically, what kind of nutrition they should be following, what kind of exercise, sleep patterns, all these things work together. You know, learning techniques, studying techniques. But you got to also combine that with good biochemical balance in the body as well.
I love that you say that because right now we're so focused on, you know, setting our kids up on a laptop, teaching them what they have to do. And as we're going to talk about in the show today, it's very interesting. Generally, you go to school, right? You get a little bit of exercise. You're walking around, even walking to the bus stop or different things like that. With kids not doing that and kind of eating whatever they want, I think, you know, you had written an article a couple weeks ago on the childhood obesity issue. I think if these things don't get worked out, we put proper nutrition and proper exercise into the place, we're going to see a really high spike in this over this year.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing. A lot of people realize the problem with kids being overweight. But what they don't realize, and a lot of the doctors don't realize, is the effects of poor nutrition, poor diet and lifestyle habits, what they have in terms of learning, focus, mood. And so you can significantly help a child in these different areas, in part, again, by working with good diet, making sure you're addressing nutritional deficiencies with supplementation if necessary, and then regular exercise patterns. And these can have significant effects in terms of how kids are doing with school, with life, with mood, all these types of issues.
Right, because I think that as we have them learning in the way they're learning, and most of them are sitting in front of a screen now, I wonder if at night it's disrupting the way they generally would sleep.
Oh, yeah, and that's been studied for sure. When that blue light's coming in through the eyes, the effects in terms of the brain and the circadian rhythm, the pineal gland in the brain, which controls the secretion of sleep hormone melatonin. Yes, there's a definite effect in terms of sleep when you're, you know, being exposed to all this light at times of the day where your body's circadian rhythm shouldn't be having that.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. One, we have to make sure everybody's eating properly and eating correctly. So what do you recommend? Getting more protein, minimize the carbs and different things like that, maybe working in some smoothies in the morning before they start. What kind of recommendations do you have as far as food, Dr. Mark?
Well, starting the day off is critical. They have done many studies now. And if you start off the breakfast with just like a carb meal, let's say it's a simple cereal, let's say it's an instant oatmeal, maybe get a little fruit, you add some sugar in there, that is a bad way to start the day. Studies have shown even if you eat well the rest of the day, the body is in balance. So yes, we recommend starting a day with, for sure, a good protein source, a quality protein source. And some kids just aren't hungry in the morning. So a good quality protein shake is an excellent choice. Combined with that, we've got to get in the essential fatty acids. Those do a couple of things. Number one, they, of course, make up our brain cells. They keep inflammation down the body. And the good fats, like the omega-3, saturated fats you get in coconut oil, for example, these are important for sustaining energy levels throughout the morning as well. So starting the day off with a good quality protein source, you can have some carbohydrates with that too. Make sure they're complex. Like the long, like the steel-cut oatmeal, it takes a longer time to cook, for example. A whole grains you could have. But yeah, start with the protein, get the good fats, and you can get some complex carbs into the mix as well.
Then on today's show, stick with us, because if you're overwhelmed with back-to-school struggles, whether you're a parent or you're dealing with it with your child, we're seeing greater anxiety, trouble focusing. We have a really great show planned for you today. We're going to be joined by our good friend Winfred Doerr, who's going to share some very good practical tips over the past two decades and owning a school, of things we can apply within our own life and ways we can better help our children. But in the meantime, if you get lost along the way, always make sure to go to our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Do you avoid activities that don't come naturally to you? Are you missing out on opportunities because you don't have confidence in your abilities? We often think that learning stops as we reach adulthood. Some think that if core skills like reading and concentrating didn't develop at school, then they never will. However, research is advancing rapidly and shows that adults do have the opportunity to build core skills later in life. A study conducted at Sheffield University showed improvement in balance and memory recovery by redeveloping the cerebellum. At Zing Performance, our programs not only help develop your ability to learn new skills quicker, but when the cerebellum is fully functional, a person's executive functions will increase. At Zing, we focus on the incredible brain-body connection and use a range of brain-body activities that take 10 minutes twice a day. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com. Remember, you are never too old to learn. 844-500-9464. That's 844-500-9464.
Hello, everyone. So glad you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. We appreciate it so much. We're working very hard to make sure you and your family are having practical information that you can apply when it comes to your health or your overall happiness and how you're moving about in the world. Dr. Stengler, before I went to the break, we mentioned we have a very special return guest and one of our favorites, might I add.
Absolutely. We've got Winfred Doerr again. And for the last 20 years, as we both know, he's focused his attention on changing the world one brain at a time through Zing Performance. Now, Winfred hopes Zing Performance can help as many people as possible and will provide the successful results and feedback that can transform government policy on education. Winfred, great to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Mark. I'm excited to be with you again.
Absolutely. That's great. How are you doing?
Well, doing good, but I'm so worried about the children going back to school right now. You know, parents are always worried about kids at school, and there's always some kids who are struggling with school, and they've had several months with no teachers, no one-to-one support, lack of ability to focus. So poor mum has been at home desperately trying to inspire her child, and very often it's those children that have been struggling at school. When they're at home, they're all at sea, and now they're back at school. It's not just the regular school things to worry about, but they've got all sorts of other issues, like worrying about coronavirus and all the extra plans and restrictions there. School is a scary place for these children right now, and I want to talk through some tactics and some understanding that hopefully parents will find useful. So that's my agenda for today, Dr. Stengler.
That sounds good. That's important because, like you said, first of all, you know, we have so many kids who have learning problems, focus problems, They're not being helped by the system, even though there's people with good intentions. And then with everything going on right now, positions people are in. Some people are learning at home. Some people are at school. But the kids are already having problems. It just compounds the problems. So tell us more about that.
Having worked with children that struggle with reading, writing, concentration, behavior, having worked with those for 20 years now, I regard them as the most exciting people on the planet. They're far more exciting than the kids that don't have issues, because these children have actually got huge creativity very often. They've got a degree of passion about something. They've got a totally different way of seeing life. So they make connections. They're innovative in a way that others aren't. And so I see these children as having huge potential. So when I see what's happening to them now, when they're in school and there's less one-to-one, there's less time for innovation, there's less scope for learning by doing, it's an awful lot of learning by listening and reading, it absolutely doesn't serve them well at all. And of course, we know that when a child isn't happy, when a child isn't feeling safe, they don't learn at all. So children that always struggle a bit at school right now, they're suffering more, they're more scared, they're more uncomfortable, they're in doing even less familiar things. So this whole discomfort thing, this whole anxiety thing around school means that they probably aren't learning anything. And when that happens, of course, parents are aware of it, and parents worry that they've got a child that's just falling further and further and further behind, and they want to know what they can do about it. So I've got a few suggestions for you.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, and we're excited for the suggestions because, you know, as we talk about it, especially kids who are younger and they're going to school, what do they look forward to the most half the time? It's not the learning. It's the socialization. It's the playground. It's the kickball. You know, it's the sports after school. And with so much of that going away and having to if you're already having issues focusing and, you know, really dialing it in with reading and writing and things like that, and then that's put on and more anxiety and anxiousness comes, Winfred, we're glad to have you here today. So why don't you start with sharing some of those practical little tips and things that maybe families can focus on, not only to help their children, but as parents, I have people just saying, my hands are tied. I think I've helped them as much as I can. I don't know what to do now. And now you're seeing more people looking for tutors, which most cases isn't the way to go, right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, the education system doesn't move very quickly anyway. The whole process of education is pretty much the same as it was 100 years ago. There's a few more computers and whiteboards and so on in there than there was. But essentially, the education system isn't geared up to rapid change. And of course, what coronavirus has meant is there has to be rapid change. And so it hasn't kept up. So I can understand parents saying, let's try more tutoring. But if a child is not able to learn in the traditional way, in other words, learning by reading, learning by listening, doesn't end up with stuff going into their brain, and that's neurological. That's no fault of the teachers. That's a neurological thing. If that is happening, then we've got to find what the root cause is and deal with that. It's a bit like having a bucket that's got a lot of holes in it, and you can put a fire hose in that bucket, but you're never going to keep it full because the water's always going to be draining away. Well, that's what it's a bit like that for children that are struggling with learning. Doesn't matter how hard they try, they can't focus. They can't retain what they're reading. They can't study. They can't retain what they're listening to. So it's not more tutoring they need. That's just like putting a bigger fire hose in the bucket. You've got to solve the problem. And the problem is the holes in the bucket. So we're talking about what is neurological. What is the fundamental ability to learn? Was the discussion around learning styles ever fashionable in America, Dr. Stenger or Kelly? Learning styles was very popular over here a couple of decades ago, but it's kind of died out because people didn't get it. Was that ever talked about in America?
Yeah, Kelly and I were talking about it. Yeah, Common Core is what it was called. And, you know, everybody is going, oh, my gosh, we don't know how to do this, you know, and you're feeling very vulnerable, especially if you don't really get it. Of course, most of us are pretty educated. We did pretty well in school, you know, with a couple hiccups here and there. But I mean, when you bring this whole different style of learning and then the kids are bringing the homework home and different things like that, like how do you support your child? So, yes, we have been talking about it. It's very interesting you bring it up.
I'd say God bless those kids that had hiccups. because they will be the most interesting, and they've actually got the most potential. They're the ones who make the connections, so long as we do the right things with them, and that's the critical thing. But more teaching doesn't generally help if you've got a kid that isn't taking information in. It just stresses the child, puts them under pressure, exhausts them mentally. So what is going on? And I must add, we shouldn't blame teachers for this. I'm a huge fan of teachers. I own a private school here in England, quite a famous private school. And so I'm a big fan of teachers. I think they're brilliant at what they do. But what they don't have is the tools to find out whether or not a child can learn. They don't have the tools to find out, why is my child struggling with reading? Why can't they concentrate? Why can't they behave? What is going on? What's the root cause? So we've got an education system that's brilliant at teaching and pretty useless at finding out why learning isn't happening. And the reason is we've got great educators in schools, but we don't have any neurologists in the education system. That's got to change, because we now know an awful lot about how it is children can be helped to learn. So instead of giving more tutoring, I would strongly suggest you examine what is the real reason my child can't sit down and read a book and enjoy it. Because it's not a choice. They're not being lazy, and they're not stupid. They're not thick. They're not unintelligent. Almost certainly, in over 90% of cases, it's an eye movement issue. Their eyes don't smoothly follow the lines on a page. The words don't go in smoothly, and they've got to unscramble them before they can understand what the word is. And that's hard work. It's nothing to do with intelligence. It's all to do with development of a skill. And we're learning very rapidly how we can transform those things for families. So that's where I'm at. I'm concerned. Kids are going back to school even more worried than ever. And those that were struggling before are struggling even more now. But I just want to put a word of caution in. We have to look at the statistics around the link between struggling at school and mental health issues later on in life, because the link is strong. It's very, very strong. So if we've got a child that is struggling, we've got to be very careful that we do all we can to ease those struggles, because otherwise the chances of them ending up with some mental health issue, depression, anxiety, or something down the line is high. So that's why I just want to get everyone's minds focused on this right now. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And again, why we consider you a friend, Winford. You have a heart of gold. And you know, when we come back, I really want to share with the people out there listening, you're not somebody who just researched this because you care about people and things like that. This is a personal journey that you've been on as well for your daughter. So I hope that you can share that with any new listeners that we have joining us today when we come back from the break. But over the break, I hope our listeners will go and check out this website. It's zingperformance.com, Z-I-N-G, performance.com. Go and have a look at that. Look at some of the different things we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break, or even look at the blog. That's one of the things I like to do, and just really be able to open up my mind and share this information with my friends and family, because this is a very confusing time. And like Winford said, if your child was already struggling prior to this new way of learning, imagine what they're dealing with now. So stick with us. We're going to share some more practical tips when we come back from the break.
Do your emotions get in the way of your success? If emotions cause you to choke at critical moments, then Zing Performance may help your brain to hardwire the automatic skill of emotional control, so you can handle pivotal moments with calmness, clarity, and focus. To be at your best, you need mental strength, endurance, and energy. If your performance falters with mental fatigue, then rewiring your thought patterns and learning to put less pressure on the cerebellum may help to free the brain's capacity to help you stay alert. At Zing Performance, our programs not only enhance brain function, but ultimately human potential and performance. The best part? You do not need any special equipment or expensive medication. Just follow our simple and effective brain-body training exercises twice a day for 10 minutes. Sign up today at zingperformance.com or call 844-500-9464. 844-500-9464. Don't let your mind be your competitor. Believe in yourself. zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation, sharing tips, especially if your child or yourself are facing some of these struggles when going back to school. Dr. Mark, wonderful time we're having with Winford.
Yeah, and the right time of the year, too, with school back in session. We have to be able to help those kids and families out there. So very, very important. So, Winford, you're talking about eye tracking. Some people have heard of that concept in terms of how important it is for the eyes to track. And they start thinking about, oh, well, I don't have glasses, or I do have glasses, my vision's fine. But we're actually talking about a completely different concept here in terms of how the eyes track and learning, aren't we?
We are. There's a professor in Oxford. He's retired now. But for the last 30 or 40 years, he's been trying to persuade people to look at eye movement issues that are behind the ability to read. Kids that don't read easily, it's very rare that it's to do with their intelligence, and it's very rare that it's their laziness. It's because actually making their eyes move across the page so that the letters and the words go in the right order just isn't happening. I've sat with lots of families and asked the child, do the words jump around? And usually the child will say, oh yeah, they jump around when I try and read. And the parents will look at the child amazed. But why have you never told us that? And the child will say something like, but I thought it did for everybody. So we have all sorts of ideas about more phonics teaching, tinted lenses, special glasses and so on. Very rare is that addressing the root cause. More often that's just a coping strategy. The root cause is actually the way the eyes move. And the reason that hasn't developed properly goes to the back of the brain, to a little bit of the brain. It's only small. It's called the cerebellum. And it's the bit that learns skills. When that's fully developed, eye tracking happens normally. Listening skills happen normally, so kids can concentrate and retain it for long periods. But without the development of the cerebellum, then you've got this issue. So if you've got a child, if a parent listening has got a child that is struggling with reading, can't study for long, and so on, look for the neurological solution. And if you look on our website, there's ways of getting that eye tracking testing done. If you've got a healthcare provider near you, you can get it done there. Or if not, the equipment can be sent to home. Check it out. Because when you see the results for that, you will know for sure if your child is intelligent but got a skill issue or something else. And in over 90% of cases, it's the cerebellum is the root cause. So, you know, to me, having a child that's struggling is actually great news.
Wow. And you would know that because you did have a child who was struggling, and that's what led you a couple of decades ago to make this your mission to be able to help people, because there wasn't anything out there. And then some interesting research came out of a big university and you followed up with it. Can you give us a little bit of that story, Winford, if you don't mind?
Yeah, my eldest daughter, she's the oldest of four. She struggled so badly at school despite having great teachers, and she worked hard herself, but she couldn't read. She left school, still couldn't read, couldn't write. And so her self-esteem was low. She got more and more depressed, and she attempted to take her life. And in the hours following that, until I knew that she was coming through, I actually changed my life. And the old person I was over. I was totally, from that moment, totally dedicated to the research and understanding why Susie could not learn. And along the way, I met some amazing researchers, Professor Nicholson at Edge Hill in England, Jeremy Schmarman, the professor at Harvard Medical School. People like that were putting together stuff, and I pieced it together, like doing a jigsaw, pieced it together into a program that developed the cerebellum. Didn't use drugs, used exercise, carefully chosen exercises to transform the brain. So that's my journey. So, you know, but today, mums want to know, yeah, I can get to that program maybe sometime down the line. What can I do today? The most important thing is to understand your child. If your child is struggling, you've got to understand your child and make your child feel safe. The teacher has got to understand your child and do everything in his or her power to make your child feel safe. Because only when they're safe are they feeling safe will they learn anyway. But right now, feeling safe is critical so that we're not stacking up a generation of children that have even more mental health issues than previous generations. And that's been bad enough. But I think we're in danger now of having a tsunami of troubled children because they don't feel safe, they don't feel understood, they're not getting one-to-one attention. So, mum, dad, you've got to take over the job of being absolutely certain your child's confidence is kept up, feels safe and secure, feels understood, and reassure them you're going to help them catch up with the critical learning they've been missing out on. So that's my first tip of the day.
That's good stuff. So essentially, it seems like doctors, professionals in the learning industry are just really behind in the technology in terms of what we're talking about with cornering the eyes, with the cerebellum maturity. Would that be right, Winford?
Dr. Stengler, that's a very good point. And I'm not blaming doctors. You know, doctors that were taught in their medical school 10, 20, 30 years ago, that was before this was really known. So there's a lot of catch-up to happen. So the education system, the health system, when it addresses learning issues, it starts with from either a psychological standpoint or a psychiatric standpoint. But what we're talking about is neurological. So there's a new element of neurology needed to be injected into the whole system that cares for these children. And the neurology is all about how we learn. What are the physiological skills, neurological skills that need to be developed that make reading possible, that makes listening and concentration possible, that makes behavior possible and decisions that surround choice of behavior and how to interact with others, social skills and so on. So these are all neurological things. And it stems back from the work of the two professors I've just mentioned, who've been trying hard for 30 or 40 years to get the world to listen. And it's still not listening. You know, warrior parents find out and they listen and they do something about it, but it's not reaching the establishment yet. So if you've got a parent of a child, I'd beg you, please don't hold your breath hoping that the establishment is going to catch up with this anytime soon. The probability is that at least another generation will suffer needlessly, because these are the kids, they're the exciting kids. They've got huge potential. Well, you've only got to look at the list of American presidents. About 8 American presidents had learning difficulties, dyslexia or ADHD, or all the symptoms of that. You know, these children, many of them are super bright, but totally misunderstood. And for every American president, there's at least 50 million others who have struggled, who end up underachieving in life and so on. So I don't want you to think if you've got a child that's struggling, they're going to become president. No, it doesn't quite work like that. You've got to nurture the child and do the right thing.
Yeah, and you know what? I've given a gift recently to a lot of people that I know in my life who've been struggling, and it's your book, Stop Struggling in School. Right. This thing is packed with tips. You know, I have people coming back to me, and I'm thinking they're going to be so grateful and thank. Why is nobody else talking about this, Kelly? You know, why is this book not everywhere? Why is this book not given to every parent the minute school starts? You know, Stop Struggling in School is the name of the book, and it goes so much into it. And I know we didn't plan on talking about it, Winford, but it was just on my heart to mention it because it goes from different simulations, from not crawling much as a baby or talking about maybe the cerebellum being underdeveloped or your brain being underdeveloped and, you know, different things that we can do. And I remember very, very vividly the multiple times that you've mentioned that most people who are very successful entrepreneurs or things like that, they don't enjoy reading because many of them, perhaps like you mentioned with the presidents, could have some kind of a learning issue, correct?
That's absolutely correct. So most billionaires don't read for pleasure, but most people in prison don't read for pleasure. Most people who underachieve and have difficulties holding down a job don't read very much for pleasure. So this is a big group of people. And yes, some go to huge success and some have a tragic life of underachievement. And what I'm saying is parents can make all the difference in the crossroads that their child is at. Please push them in the direction of making the most of those talents. But for many, it will mean finding the root cause of that neurological underdevelopment. And you can sort that out with physical exercises if you go about it in the right way. Can I just give a few suggestions of things people should make a list of this or just count on your fingers? How many of these symptoms does your child have? Because if they've got more than 2, you're probably pointing at the cerebellum and you've probably got a lot of potential in that child. So if they don't find reading for pleasure very easy, if they have to reread things, if they don't write very much, if their attempt to spell is hard work, if they ever had travel sickness as a young child, if they ever had a lot of ear infections as a child, if they are particularly disorganized, I mean more so than most children, and so on. If you've got 2 or more of those symptoms, you are pointing at the back of their head and the cerebellum as being the root cause. Now, that's great news. You've probably got a child that's got great potential, and you've certainly got a child that you can help unleash some of that hidden potential. And you know what? right now, parents have got an opportunity of helping their children catch up, because right now children are falling behind. I'm hearing great stories about children that are catching up 1 or 2 years in just a few months. So there's a few suggestions, Kelly. I hope that helps.
Great, and it helped a lot. And we're going to go out to that break, but when we come back, and this is going to help people a lot too, is we're going to be joined by Kelly Schulte, who actually is an educator, but has her son Mikey on the Zing Performance Program. And we're going to hear, he did the eye tracking, but in the meantime, listeners, if you get lost along the way, go ahead and check us out at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 children struggle with reading and/or attention issues? While others have emotional or behavioral changes, many are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, and many go undiagnosed. At Zing Performance, we know that every learning journey is different. We all have our own strengths and struggles. With that in mind, we have separate personalized training plans that are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and athletes. These personalized programs are delivered via a smartphone with coach support and takes only 10 minutes twice per day. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. The focus is on harnessing your potential by developing skills, so they become more natural. As a result, there is more capacity and scope to learn the things you love. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we've been having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Winford Doerr. As I mentioned before the break, we have a very special guest joining us in this segment, Kelly Schulte. Wonderful name, by the way, but she is even more beautiful of a person and a mother. She is a mother of 5. She is an educator. She is just fantastic, and she's also Mikey's mom. Basically, she became a Zing certified provider there in Minnesota. As of the results for her son Mikey were great. Her and her husband Paul were very impressed by that. She is also an author, a nutritionist, and an Amen Clinic certified brain trainer. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And we have the pleasure of watching a YouTube video that you did with Mikey, your husband Paul, and yourself, talking about your experience of Zing and the road that had been taken when it came to sports and education. But let's set the table a little bit. How did you even meet Winford and Zing? How did that come about?
Well, I work for a chiropractic office called Revolution Chiropractic Wellness Center, and we had our big health event. And all of a sudden, like, the schedule all switched, and they're like, Winford Doerr is coming. He's going to speak on Zing. And I had no idea, like, who he was or what that was. Lisa told me a little bit, like, yeah, it's like this brain training for, like, the cerebellum and learning issues. So kind of perked my attention, because being an educator, anything with the brain or kids or learning, like, I want to know more about it. And at that time, our son Michael had just been to a vision therapist and diagnosed with all of these things with his eyes that were brand new to me, but totally made sense of why at 13 he was not reading, writing, or doing math fluently and was just falling behind in school. I had pulled him out of school, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. His eyes don't work. And we literally were almost ready to sign on the line to do therapy for that. And I met Winford, and he just said to me, he's like, well, you're speaking after me. We should probably talk about what we're speaking about so we can kind of link them together. And right. I was like, well, that's a brilliant idea. Like, so we started talking just a little bit, and he started sharing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is what they're telling me is wrong with my son. Like, his eyes don't work together and all of this stuff. We ended up going out to dinner that evening, some of us from the team and with Winford, and kind of heard all about Zing. And I was like all ears. But then, you know, there's that piece of you too. I've been through many health issues with my kids, kind of, that's brought me where I am. Like, this sounds like that little red pill that's going to fix everything. And I'm leery of that, you know? And
right.
So after the conference, and I heard Winford speak, and I just got to know his heart, I was like, you know, I think there's something here. And so my husband and I decided to just bite the bullet and give it a try. It was actually half the price of vision therapy. We got to do it in our own home. We didn't have to drive to an office that was 40 minutes away. We didn't have to do 40 minutes of exercises every day. It was 10 minutes twice a day and everything from home. So we're like, let's try it. And it was a money back guarantee. So we're like, we really couldn't lose, right? And so at that point, I was just homeschooling Michael. And so we just integrated into our homeschooling routine. So in the morning, he would do it. And then at the end of our school day, he would do it. And that's kind of how we just started. We were just like, let's just see if this works, you know? We really couldn't get any worse because, you know, behavior was kind of off the charts. He wasn't able to pay attention because he just couldn't comprehend anything. And so even being one-on-one at home, it was challenging because, like, you would do math, and at the end of the math session, he wouldn't remember what we did.
A lot of listeners would like to just kind of hear how you went through the process. Like you said, 10 minutes twice a day. I mean, how long did it take for you to notice differences? What kind of changes did you see?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, when we signed up, our expectation was for reading, writing, and math and attention to get better. That's kind of what our expectation was. The first thing that shifted for Michael about a month and a half in was math. All of a sudden, he was remembering the processes of, like, long division. All of a sudden, he knew all his math facts, and we hadn't practiced. We did not do flashcards. We didn't do anything. But he started to, like, know his math facts and not need the multiplication chart anymore. So math was the first thing we saw. Then after that, reading started to become more fluent. And instead of being so choppy, he was doing better. So we redid at about 2.5 months. We redid his eye tracking, and his eyes were tracking perfectly at 2.5 months. And then he started to comprehend and be able to do comprehension, remembering what he read. The other subjects started to get easier because, of course, you have to read in seventh grade to do any other work in any other class. So those things we started to see. So I'd pulled him out, homeschooled him, did Zing for about a quarter, which is about 12 weeks here. And after that 12 weeks, he wanted to go back to school. So he had asked me to be taken out of school before we did Zing. Now he wanted to go back to school. So we actually were on quarantine then, so ended up distance learning. So we put him back in. He was distance learning, but I wasn't helping him. He was doing all of his classes independently. He was communicating with his teachers independently. And he went from literally D's and F's in school to A's, B's, and C's. And I have to say the C was in Fayette, which I don't really understand. But, you know, anyway, but he just, like, it literally transformed him. And that was, like, awesome. Like, we were like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. I can't believe this. We need to get this into the hands of other children. And then over the summer, the things we've seen were not things we expected to see. So, like, one day he was, you know, he kind of has the history of not making the best decisions. As I learned more about Zing, it was because his brain was just overloaded. So his frontal lobe, which is the decision-making part of the brain, was doing things that it shouldn't be doing anymore because they weren't automatic. So his brain was so overloaded that decision-making capacity was gone. And so now that he was able to read, write, do math, do all the school things automatically and not have to process that visual and auditory stimulation coming in, he was with some friends at a store. The friends started making some poor choices in the store, like destroying things, stealing things. And literally in the past, it would have been like, I got caught and oh my gosh, I was really wrong. I'm sorry. But in the midst of it, he told them they shouldn't be doing it. He left the store. He called us. We went, picked him up, put his bike in the car, drove home, and he sat and processed what was wrong with the situation, what the outcomes could have been. And, you know, it was shoplifting. It was stealing. The cops could have been called. We could have been on camera. You know, those things. And before, that would have been an afterthought. Where here, he got himself out of the situation. And for us as parents, that was, like, way bigger even than reading and writing because those skills are so important. So we saw, like, his decision-making, his ability to pay attention have completely shifted. And the other thing that he loves most of all is in baseball. He was a really inconsistent baseball player. And so this year, he not only made it to the next level up teams, he's always been on the single A team because he's so inconsistent. Like, he'd hit a home run or strike out, which we now know with his eyes because they didn't work together. So if they converged at the right point, he'd hit a home run. If they didn't, he'd strike out. And so now he's consistent, so he made the double A team. He just has been now invited to the triple A team for some tournaments. So, you know, we really were focusing reading, writing, and math, but we have seen his whole life has changed from doing it. You know, we didn't know the depths of the change that would happen. And now, because of what's going on with school, they're home with me. Yesterday, he read for an hour and a half, like, by himself. And in 13 years, he's never done that. What we've seen has been miraculous, to say the least.
And that's what matters is the confidence, right? He got his confidence back. He wanted to be taken out of school, then he has to go back.
Yep. Listening to that pushes two emotional buttons. One, the thrill for Mikey and the family because it's such a change. And we see that all the time. So the other emotion inside me is we need a load more Kelly, mums like Kelly and her husband, Paul, so we can reach loads of other children. I'm not reaching children fast enough. So I've got one quick question for Kelly. Kelly, you're a teacher. You're a wonderful mum. But have you ever seen anything as persuasive as the eye tracking test to tell you for sure that you've found the root cause of your child's issues?
No, the eye tracking by far, because actually we just thought for our one little guy, like, let's just try it, because he wasn't memorizing some stuff, and his eyes are worse than Michael's eyes. You know, so I feel like when parents haven't known what's going on with their child, they come in, we do the eye tracking, and it's like this aha. They're like, oh my gosh, that's it. And you know what the thing I've dealt with a lot of parents is that remorse of like, I've disciplined them, I've done this, and it's really not their fault, you know. And so walking them through that too, that, well, you didn't know because you couldn't see. And like the Amen Clinic, they always say, you can't see it because you can't see what's going on in the brain. You don't know what's going on. But here you can see precisely what's going on in the brain. And then we know that Zing can help rewire that, you know, and get the eyes working together. So definitely to see it concretely, what's going on in the brain, is pretty miraculous.
We need more warrior mums like you in this world, Kelly.
Yes, we need them all to come out and fight for our kids. I hope everybody will share this show with everyone they know, because everybody can benefit from it. But more importantly, if you want to learn more, if you have questions, or even learn more about Winford's book, Stop Struggling in School, you can simply do that by going to the website. And that website is zingperformance.com. We put all this great information on americasnaturaldoctor.com. Winford, Kelly, thank you so much for joining Dr. Stengler and myself today. And we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And to our listeners, have a happy and healthy week. And we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.